Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love astrology and are interested in making it relevant and interesting to you. We like to bring it down to the daily level, what's visceral, real, and usable in our daily lives, as well as look at some of the theories behind it. So this week, this is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, on the banks of the Mississippi River on a beautiful, crisp spring evening. And I am joined by Anne.
Anne Ortley, and I'm here on the Upper East Side of Manhattan in my bright red desk on another beautiful spring evening here in Manhattan. And hopefully we'll be joined in a minute by Mark. We should hear him Mark Woltz from the west side.
Also from that upper, the west side.
The upper west side.
Also from the New York area.
Yeah.
And today the sun at 20 degrees of Aries is moving slowly this week into an opposition to Saturn, so we're taking things rather seriously. Mars has retrograded back within a degree of opposed Neptune. It's in Virgo, and it will station this Friday and turn direct. Tonight, the moon is at 7 degrees Sagittarius and squaring both Neptune and Mars and opposing Venus. They form a grand square in mutable signs and have all day, leaving us, some of us, a little fuzzy-headed and kind of scattered, flitting from one thing to the other, a little hard to concentrate at times today. I'm looking forward to when Mercury, which is now direct, and to this week we're playing a lot of cleanup games, finishing up what got left unfinished last week, moves into Aries next week, and we can really kick into gear for the year ahead. But this week is kind of confusing.
Right.
Now, Anne, how was your weekend, and how are you seeing the aspects today?
Well, I'm really looking at that Pluto-Mars station because they're both stopping within a couple minutes, couple days of each other, which is pretty close in the heavens. So what, you know, Mars is going to do is take us back to the November time frame, right before Thanksgiving, when there was some story that was starting in our life or running in our life. And then the Pluto station is going to take us back to right before Christmas, around December 21st. And so the combo of the two of them, when they both stop in the sky, they kind of overlap because they park for about 5 days in the case of Pluto and about 3 days in the case of Mars. So they're really stimulating us, and they're stimulating, you know, Pluto and Mars are called malefic planets, which means they can be a little mean and not always pleasant in terms of what they bring. But what they do is they stir up the unconscious. They stir up the dreams. So I'm having a lot of people reporting big dreams and really trying to figure stuff out. And I also see, it also seems to be a bit of drama, you know. And then the other part is because they are stopping and kind of talking to each other, they form something called a midpoint. And the midpoint is stopped too, and that's at 6 Scorpio, which in my case happens to be my Saturn. So it's been kind of a rocking couple of, I was trying to figure out why the hell my life has been like this lately, and I'm like, maybe it's that midpoint. So for those of you who know your chart, if you have stuff at 6 Scorpio, that piece is also kind of pausing and saying pause. So it's an interesting time. You know, Pluto stations often bring up the darker side of people, but it also brings it up for healing. And then the Mars, of course, we want to take action, but he's in Pisces, so he's not his ruler's
Mars
in Pisces.
Virgo, opposed Neptune.
Yeah, so he's opposite Neptune, so he's not really clear, and he's in Pisces, so he's even less clear. And so we can feel a little befuddled or a little afloat, perhaps a swamped. And, you know, just kind of half the battle is knowing you're not losing your mind, and you're not. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed and you want to go to bed and cry, you know, it totally works.
This last weekend, Mars was conjunct my Mars retrograde in Virgo, and I managed to slice a corner of my finger off.
Wow, that's exciting.
I was like, I was looking for the car accident, and I didn't think about it when I was slicing 10 pounds of potatoes for a group dinner.
Wow. So what did you do? Just take a chunk off?
Luckily, there were two nurses standing there that managed to. Yep, I took a chunk off.
Wow.
And that were there who could bandage it up, and I just have a very large, my phone said, "Don't, your finger looks like it's a Flintstone finger." It's on the floor.
And you're like, it is better to bat you on the nose with if you get you annoy me. Stand back. I am an Aries after all. Or I have an Aries moon. I'm not an Aries.
Moon,
I'm an Aries
yes,
moon.
I'm not Aries. But that was pretty fun.
Yeah, so you were cutting potatoes for a group food, and off went your finger.
Was that Mars conjunct Mars, retrograde.
Yep.
Now, in our town here, there was a triple murder this morning.
Oh, wow.
And the week that Pluto and Mars both station, I'll find that problems that have been brooding inside of people while they were stationed begin to come out when they station and as they begin to move forward.
Right.
So there's an unblocking of energy. And unblocking of energy is wonderful when it means you can finally get your projects on the ground. And, you know, it can improve some people's sex lives because their Mars might have been, you know, held within. And it can improve some people's business ambitions as their entrepreneurial spirit moves forward. But if there have been plots behind the scenes, kind of crazy thinking, anger that's turned inwards, it can also blow up around
take
the
a darker,
so it's a
take
good
a darker,
time to kind
yeah.
of keep our eyes open and, you know, not underestimate. If people seem a little crazy, back away and just let them, you know, give them room to act out without necessarily acting out on us.
Right. Well, and the acting out
safe,
on those.
But there's often somewhere in the world you'll see a few strange where it kind of the crazy seeps out.
Yeah.
The rest of us are going to be fine and can actually find the energy moving forward.
Well, and I think that's important. It's like the Mars does want to move, and he's been going backwards for a while. So when he starts, when he shifts, he can really have like a little whoosh of zoom kind of pop out of nowhere. So you can find that the stuff you've really been blocked on for a while, especially next week once everybody's moving forward, can really take off. So it's also a really good time to just know that you can spend that Virgo energy other ways, other than being critical, cranky, or irritable, or slicing your finger off in the case of Heather. Because part of what you want to do is say, okay, what last things do I need to organize here so I can move forward effectively? And the station really allows us to see with a great deal of clarity, truthfully, what we're not maybe doing so well. So I know in my case, it's filing. You know, I'm like, I've never been great at filing, never one of my favorite things. I have Uranus, Jupiter conjunct in my sixth house. I like piles. But I'm like having this, nope, I got to get rid of the piles. I got to get this under control because I can't find stuff. So, you know, you can use it for good. Use your force for good, people, you know. But it also is a little bit of a, it can be a little bit of a runaway train. So,
yeah.
When you're having that. But, yeah, and do people erupt if they've been brooding and crabby and cranky for a while? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just knowing when it's a harder energy, it's there. And then with the Neptune, of course, drugs and alcohol, we're much more sensitive to them. You know, the Whitney Houston autopsy report was released with her apparently having drowned rather than, it being a drug overdose. It was just too much, and she went to sleep in the bathtub, you know, kind of thing. So there is a sensitivity to alcohol and drugs with the Mars Neptune, too. So that's always important to kind of pay attention to so that you don't let that run away with you. So it's an interesting week, is what I say.
Yes, it is.
And then we're going to be working with this energy until September, in the case of Pluto, because he stations to go forward again then. So he's calling up that story from December when the eclipses took place and asking you to go back and revise. You know, the nice part about retrogrades, I find, is we can't charge forward all the time, you know. It gets tiresome.
No,
got to rest a little.
Get it all done in one fell swoop, you know.
Yeah.
It is time.
Look back. Edit it. You know, the letter always sounds a little better when you let it sit for a day or so. It's kind of the cosmic version of editing. It encourages.
Yeah, and that goes retrograde on the 10th.
Yep.
But today we have Venus sextile, today, Venus sextile Uranus, and that will give us room to feel kind of creative, just hard to settle down at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Have you found you've been bouncing around a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely, with that, with the grand trine in mutable signs and a Venus sextile set Uranus, I've been people are very creative, but they have hard. I've had trouble settling down, and so has everybody else I've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been with that kind of unsettled energy. It's been a good time to get people with Mercury just going direct. A lot of people are making adjustments and plans that they had been working on last week, because this week, you know, the landscapes looks a little different. That what we thought we were going to be doing this week, we may not be, because there's been a shift in gears. It'll be easier to concentrate in a few days once that Mercury moves in, I mean, when the moon goes into Capricorn on the 11th. But right now, yeah, it's still kind of scattered, but we can use that scatteredness. It's just time to adjust and get people to change their minds and shift gears.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And it helps, you know, if you realize there's a purpose for everything under the sun, it's like, okay, what's the purpose for scattered? Not to make a decision, focusing on the not making a decision and saying, okay, if I can't make a decision, what can I do instead? And then there's a list.
What little things can I adjust first?
What can I adjust? Yeah, so it's cool. And I also think, you know, when we're looking at kind of from the bigger picture of where we are in our life, you know, we've had so many changes. Sometimes it's nice to have a backward-looking time where we really get a chance to assess what all we've decided. How do you see this playing out with, you know, with Pluto stationing answering to Saturn? How are you seeing this playing out in your? You do a lot of relationship work,
mm-hmm.
In your relationship clients.
Right.
What kinds
now,
of things
I'm
are they going through?
A lot of questions about old questions of trust coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that it's not that the people they are with are not trustable at the moment, but I found that with Mars retrograde in Virgo, it's been a little hard for people to ask for their needs to be met. People have been very self-critical because Mars has been retrograde for several months, and it has been in Virgo for an unusually long time. So we're doing a lot of work on looking at how we self-evaluate and how hard we can be on ourselves and how we tend to think we blew it or try to imagine that someone else blew it so we don't feel guilty because we blew it, because that Mars in Virgo can be so hard on self. And so in the process to avoid that, I'm seeing people being kind of defensive and hot under the collar and not having faith that they can negotiate for their needs in relationship. So if some old issue comes up, it's not necessarily really what happened with their partner at the moment. With Mercury retrograde, a lot of misunderstandings happened. They can go back into the past and remember problems that they've had before. And with in other people, in other places, when they were 2 years old, and it's up.
Mm-hmm.
One advantage I'm seeing is that as Mars moves into this opposition to Neptune, is that some in a few cases of kind of really intransigent anger in relationships, I'm seeing a sudden softening, a forgiving quality, just like, you know, forgetting that for the minute, just letting go of an anger and forgiving. It's a good time to reach out with an olive branch. I think of Günter Grass trying to get into Israel this week, and Israel not forgiving Günter Grass for his past in a poem recently that was critical. That's sort of defining a lot of relationships right now. But if he was to make an olive branch and to try to open up and repair relationships rather than just kind of waltz in without saying I'm sorry, that might have been very different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of the details, so I'm not saying that's what needs to be done here. But that if we find ourselves in a relationship issue where it feels like we're at a stalemate, right now, if we choose to extend an olive branch, if we choose to say, hey, let's remember the good times, or I am sorry about that, and I wish we could go back to this positive place.
Mm-hmm.
People can move, can dissolve, Neptune can dissolve the Mars anger.
Right, and allow it to reconnect.
Right, but there has to be a movement to engage the positive form of Neptune to make that happen.
Right, right, right. And how do you do that with Mars retrograde or stationing?
That's a good question.
Huh?
No,
I'm always looking for when people are like, well, how do I do that? I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, I feel like it should be able to be done. I don't know how, you know.
Sometimes, you know, yeah. With retrograde, I think of calling up. That's why I'm saying let's remember the good times. To think back, one, you have to actually apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And two, move past the apology to say, remember this good moment. Remember this moment when we connected. This is what I'd like to reconnect with our positive side.
I'd like to go back to that time when we were good.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, let's bring forward the medicine, the gift of that time to now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in there.
Yeah.
The memory's in there. And so we can go back, you know, the past comes back to the present. We integrate the past when planets are retrograde. But it doesn't have to be just the bad past that we integrate with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can integrate a good future.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So do we have anybody on the line?
We don't, but we can ask them to call in. Hang on one second.
Yes.
Let me pull up the, I'll qualify that. I said that while I was looking at another screen. We do actually have callers on the line. Okay, so 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. So we will call on Monica. Hi, Monica. How are you?
Hi, Anne. How are you? Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you so much.
I didn't know the name could appear. You're like the first time I've ever seen the name appear. That's very cool.
Yeah,
I guess if you're listed as a friend of ours, we see your name. Cool.
Yeah, and I'm calling from a Skype connection also, so it's really cool to know.
Wow, very cool. All right, forward.
Okay.
So what's your birth information and what's your question?
Yes, my birth information is 1978, June 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And time?
2:15 p.m. Oh, sorry, 1:15.
1:15 p.m.
Yeah.
And where?
Hungary.
Mm-hmm. Where in Hungary? Give us a big city nearby.
Kecskemét. Kecskemét.
And what's your question tonight?
I'd like to get some guidance with regards to business. What
mm-hmm.
you see is coming up, what I may be able to do to prepare better myself and just to really be able to do well and keep my focus and, you know, just improving overall my life, my lifestyle, my fitness, my health and all that.
So where are you living now?
I'm in Toronto.
Okay. And let's relocate your chart to Toronto. I think we've seen this one before.
Yeah.
Let's see. Toronto. And so you were asking about what is going on right now and how can you take your business forward. And this is a good question to be asking this week as Mercury turns direct and Mars turns direct. It's a good time to be kind of getting ourselves in line with what we need to do next and getting ready to launch the Monday after this as Mercury goes into Aries.
Okay.
So that's a really positive approach to take. Now, Pluto is moving into an opposition to your Jupiter. What kind of business do you do? It looks like you need to do a lot of publicity coming up. What's the business that you need?
I'm in wellness, health and wellness.
Mm-hmm. It looks like somehow that publicity goes well when you educate and you express yourselves because you're a natural communicator.
Mm-hmm.
That education can be your way of advertising your business.
Okay.
And that getting the word out, finding ways of teaching in places that you haven't thought of teaching before, inviting people in for free classes, all the listings that you can use when you're doing a free class,
mm-hmm.
that you can't use when it's just you,
mm-hmm.
That can help you get the word out about your work and your business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mark, is that you?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Mark. Welcome on board.
Hi, sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. We're talking to Monica.
Mm-hmm. About a class, about a chart. She was born June 6, 1978 at 8:15 a.m. Oh, sorry, you said at 1:15 in Hungary, which translates to 8:15 a.m. in Toronto, Canada, where she's sitting now.
Okay.
And the question is about a business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Monica, from my perspective, it's your, you know, your natal chart's got Saturn going through the first, so it's in the position of wanting to put down, start a new cycle, put down roots, especially after whatever went on last summer. From your Canada relocate, you're kind of building structure through the fall, so it's really about putting the foundation in place and getting things organized. Venus is going to be back and forth over your Mercury, Sun, and Moon in Gemini between now and the beginning of August. So this is a great time to do any kind of outreach stuff, pushing, you know, kind of being in front of people, talking to groups. With Neptune changing signs, it's about taking a new approach and perhaps doing something with Ninth House Matters, because Neptune's in your Ninth House in Toronto. Ninth House rules colleges. It rules religious organizations, it rules insurance companies, it rules wellness programs for companies, where you actually go and talk to the company and you say, hey, you know, let's implement a program here, I'll come in and do some coaching. You might even talk to some of the insurance companies about sponsoring it and then doing some group work, because your chart is very group oriented in Canada, meaning it's very good about leading groups or getting groups going. And it also has a strong emphasis on working with other people's children, because you have a lot of planets in the 11th house. So you're actually entering a really fine period for getting out in the world and pushing it. And, you know, with the Sun in Gemini and the Moon sextile to the Saturn, doing things that are two for one or bring a friend and get a discount, that kind of stuff works really well with your chart, because it forms a finger of God, or maybe like mother-daughter stuff, you know, activities that mothers can do with their teenage daughters around age 15 in that area, or mothers with younger kids, and they have an opportunity to all kind of hang out and do wellness together. Do you do like classes, or do you do more coaching in terms of what kinds of stuff they should do?
I have done the coaching up to here, and I'm just beginning to start teaching yoga and kids yoga. I'm auditioning for that actually in a couple of days, so I'm doing both.
Well, the kids yoga may very well really take off, because you've got a lot of energy in there, and right now Venus is in that house. And teaching kids, you know, healthy patterns and then getting them to bring their parents, or vice versa, where it's kind of a parent-child activity, could really work very well, because your chart does well. You connect well to both groups.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Mark, what do you see?
I'm just sort of tuning into this now.
Okay.
The whole teaching thing is is very strong. Very strong energy toward teaching and the children. Those are good things to do.
One thing I noticed on your composite chart, on your progression and natal chart, is that your progressed Moon in Virgo conjuncts Mars in about 3 months, which suggests in your house of communication that there is going to be some reorganization in how you organize your business, how you think things through, how you assess your business, and you're going to cut off some things that aren't working for you and really reinvest in what is working for you in about 3 months from now. So start watching that between now and then and look at what's growing for you. It's like the process of weeding. And you look at, you know, you weed what's not working and you fertilize what is working in about 3 months.
Okay.
And I noticed that you know, as Mark said, that the teaching is going to be, I think, what really takes off for you, in, and Anna had some great suggestions how to work with that. The layers and layers of work here. Your progressed sun is coming to conjunct Jupiter this year, which also suggests to me it is a year all about getting the word out about yourself. Venus conjuncts Saturn at the same time this year, so you're going to love your work. Love your work. Let it be your main romance. You know, there's lots of room for personal romance coming after this year, but the next 6 months, really love your work. Let it be, you know, you're seducing it, you're loving it, you're investing in it, you're romancing it, and then it won't feel like there won't be so much tension between your personal life and your work life, and then create more room for you.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Very
you guys
cool.
are awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. So let's try the next one up in the caller line. Maybe. Hi, 631-650. How are you? You're on the air.
Pat. My name's Pat. Hi.
Hi, Pat. How are you? What's your birth information or what's your question?
Well, I'm going to be 60 on the 25th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's April 25th.
What year were you born?
1952, April 25th, 1952, in Queens, New York, 7:08.
You know what time? 7:08 a.m.?
Yes.
In Queens.
You love Queens, 7:08 a.m. That's where the kings go to find the queens. I love that Eddie Murphy TV show. All right, so Pat, what's your question? 7:08 in the morning. Gonna be 60. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I made it.
You made it. Yay.
It's been rough.
It's been a wild ride.
My goodness. I just want some peace.
You want some peace. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So what is your question tonight for us?
I've been wanting to move. I've been in the same home for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of normal for a Taurus, right?
Right. They're hard to let go. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I've been wanting to move probably for half of that time. But I never...
And about 2 years ago, you got started to get ready.
Yeah. And now... And I was going to go to Florida. And I did go down there a few times. But they're not really dog friendly. And I have three little dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm thinking the Carolinas.
Okay.
And so I just want to know if you think it's a good idea. I still have, I still have a couple of legal
after
things.
Progress, your moon on the ascendant goes right through North Carolina.
Oh, really?
And Saturn on the IC does too. So I think you would love the Carolinas.
Well, I've been visiting there a lot.
Side of it.
I've been visiting South Carolina for about 25 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
okay,
but
and
the problem,
it's all the way from South Carolina through southern North Carolina.
Oh, I
and
love North Carolina.
Your progressed sun's ready now on the Venus, ready to move.
I'm so ready. I'm so
you're ready.
Ready
to move.
And
yeah.
I'd say in 3 or 4 months. In 4 months, your progressed moon gets out of Cancer and goes into Leo, and you'll be ready to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So plan on that in 4 months.
Yeah, I would start looking.
You're
going to
feel a little lonely at first as Pluto squares your Mercury, but then you will find reconnection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and June, you start a new 12-year cycle in June around your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think back to 2088, and 76, each of those years you kind of expanded. So this is a really good time to do it. You're having excellent transits for it. So we'd say full steam ahead.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I've been having issues with a stalker, though. I think it might be someone that I used to chat with when I first got my computer back around 1998 or so.
Mm-hmm. So moving would be good.
Yeah, but the problem is every time I go there, there is someone from here, and I think this person might be in the police department, and I feel like I'm being
extremely firm boundaries. I can understand why that Pluto to the moon, Mercury is asking you to be very careful about how you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And including, you know, firm boundaries to the stalker, firm boundaries, just cut it off, end those, change your email, just hold your line.
Yeah, I have a feeling that my email's being watched, and people have been just telling me the last couple of days that they can't, that their emails aren't going through to me, and yet some
so
people...
start a new email account, okay? And some of that may be retrograde. We're going to have to go now because we're off going offline.
Yep, the show's
good
over.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Okay.
So it's the end of the show. This is Access Astrology. Signing off, we wish you all good week. Pat, go to South Carolina. My name is Ann Ortley, Bright Red Desk, sitting here, beautiful 57 degrees in New York, signing off, and I'm joined by...
This is Heather Rowan-Robbins from Minnesota, and remember, you can always contact us for private readings, and joined by Mark.
Mark Wolves in Manhattan, also along with Ann.
Yeah, okay, so we'll see you all and talk to you all next week. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.